Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. All right. Thanks for listening to Hour 1 of Around the House with Eric G. Let's go to Hour number 2. For more information, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and make sure you like and follow us on Facebook as well. Now, let's get to the show.
Now we just gotta get you on the radio. Yeah, you gotta get out.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Let's get to Operation Help on Our Heroes.
Wow. Welcome back to Operation Help on Our Heroes today. I'm Eric G.
I'm JT, and we got some great radio stories here with Bob this morning.
We just want it our way.
Yeah. Well, it's the Burger King of radio, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, Bob, over the years, we kind of trailed off with this one before break. You've probably seen a lot of good with this. What this can do.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to feel great about what you helped start.
Well, yeah, I always say we. I mean, there was a lot of us on board with this thing. You know, the original idea was mine, but then we had so many people that got involved then and did a lot of the hard work and the grunt work and all of that kind of thing. I always used to say on the air, and it's true, I'm not in charge of anything. I'm just the mouthpiece of this outfit, and I still feel that way.
Right, right. But the stories... you and I were at the sponsors banquet.
Yes.
And I got a chance to talk to Colonel Dan and Kim and some of those folks there. And in fact, one guy stopped me. I don't remember his name, but he's part of the CCVAC. And he stopped me out in the hallway and was telling me about some things that they do. He was a Vietnam veteran and stuff. Great, great stuff. Yeah. Just as like, and it can be something as small as, you know, the kid's computer. That he's taking his LSAT test or something, you know, whatever, crashes, and they need help. And like you said, they vet them properly.
Right.
So they're not just writing checks out to anybody.
Speaking of writing checks, you can do that. Jump on the answer. Portland.com.
And the folks answering those phones out there, some of the volunteers are folks that have been with us all through this fundraiser. They are the members of the 142nd Fighter Wing out at the airport, Air Force guys, and they're just absolutely tremendous. And we've talked a lot about, I was talking to them this morning, but one of the things that, you know, when you hear them overhead, I hear some people say, well, we can't stand that noise. That's the noise of freedom, okay?
Amen,
they're protecting
brother.
Your butt up there.
Yep.
So don't worry about it.
That's my security blanket when I hear them taking off and going out, because I live out right now out in the Bethany area out there, and I'll hear them heading out towards the coast, and I can hear them just...
Well, I've told the story probably too many times, but it's true. If you remember 9/11, right after 9/11 happened, they took all the planes out of the air,
right?
Yep.
Except those guys.
Yeah.
And I would stand on my deck and I would hear those things roaring up there and I would think, yes.
Yep.
We're good.
We're good. Yeah.
You know, when 9/11 happened, I was in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a show in Salt Lake. Couldn't get home.
Yeah.
You know, nope. Like you said, all the planes are out of the sky. Couldn't get home. So my buddy drove down to pick me up from Portland. As we're driving out, just north of Salt Lake, there's an Air Force base, and all the B-1 bombers are there.
Mm-hmm.
And the security was incredible. I mean, guys in half tracks and deuce and a half, and all these guys in jeeps and machine guns and guards at every gate and that type of thing, because, you know, the B-1s were there. But just like Bob said, flying home, and especially once we got up, like in Wyoming and in Idaho, and you would see the squadrons fly over, you know, there'd be a pair of jets come over.
Yeah.
Like that. It's like, we're good.
Right.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, I know that we want to do the best we can with this today because this is the final day. This is the final push. For Operation Helping Our Heroes. And that's why we need those phones to ring back there. Talk to those folks back there, the folks in the Air Force. They'd love to talk to you. Thank them for their service. And thank all these folks for their service by giving us a call and donating what you can. $50, $20, whatever.
And so we had Weston Kia step up. Right now, they're the best car dealership in the whole Portland metro area.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be the best car dealership in the Portland metro, you got to beat them. So here's my challenge, car dealers out there.
Yep.
Time to step up.
Yep.
Are you going to get beat by Kia? Right now, you are.
All of them are.
All of them.
All of them are.
You bet.
From Salem to... You know, Chehalis, yeah. Whatever.
Yep, absolutely.
They're all getting whooped by the Weston boys.
Boys are taking you. So it's time to step up. And how you do that? 503-239-HELP.
And that's the first step is to call. The second step is to talk to somebody like Bob or one of our military folks or one of the folks from the CCVAC in there. And the most important step, though, is give them that plastic or... your check routing or however you're going to do it, that get that in there. Let's get this number up. I want to end the day on a really solid note because I've got some challenges coming up myself here that I've arranged this afternoon for some things. One of them may be if the bid is high enough, I'll go do a barbecue for somebody for 10 people next summer as my TV character, the cowboy cook. So there you go.
Well, there you go. That's nice.
Yeah. I'll even bring the main course.
There you go. So you're going to bring the meat.
Yeah, it's not going to be chicken, I'll tell you that.
There you go.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're making me hungry thinking about that.
Well, you know, every once in a while, I did it for Michael Harper and his foundation a few years ago, and then I did it for Canzano and his Bald Faced Truth foundation did that. So why not do it for these guys? I'd be happy to.
Sounds good.
I tell you what, his brisket is top notch.
Yeah, we work. We try hard.
No, it's good.
We try really hard.
I actually like his twice baked potatoes. Those are the jam right there.
You know, my donut's worn off. So I'm going to need to get some in there.
Julie says she needs some pickles.
I'm doing the pickle thing for Christmas for her. Come on.
We gotta twist your arm for those.
Yeah, this is why I miss being on the radio. Food.
Food, yes.
People bring in food.
It's the common of us radio people, though, that food thing sitting on the counter someplace is what we're all about.
We did this thing over there called Friday Food Fights, and we would invite a different restaurant in every Friday to bring their food, and we would test it on the air. We would try it on the air. And the sales department, they thought, oh, this is really a great idea. No, it's because we want to eat for free.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
That's how this works. Sales department, get out of my way. I'm trying to eat a good meal here this morning.
You know, we were talking about it earlier. Every radio station I've ever been in, I'm sure Bob's the same way and you're the same way, you come out of the studio and you smell like a fresh pizza coming down the hall. You can smell it. It smells good. Yeah. By the time you actually get to the break and get to the lunchroom, there's nothing but soggy cardboard and with one little piece of pineapple or pepperoni off in the corner that they probably dropped on the floor and picked back up and put in.
This is very true. And you're getting to one of my pet peeves, too. When they bring in donuts, the sales department, they bring in donuts. I hate it when people break off a half a donut leave the other half there.
Yeah.
Eat the freaking thing.
What's a half a donut going to do? You've already committed to the other half. So exactly. Just go. Just
like,
own it.
Oh, I know.
Go.
It's bad for my diet.
Want to make sure if you got restaurants out there,
you can bring us food, but you got to donate too.
But you got to donate before you do it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to bring food in here, you know, we kind of need to hear you hear that check go that through the machine back there.
Cha-ching,
first.
Little cha-ching before the cha-chow.
Exactly.
There you go. I like it.
Well, coming up this afternoon. But we've got, maybe Bob can sit in with me when we're doing this. But we got Tom Gearhart, who's an Army Ranger, but he also just won at the Invitational at the Kansas City Royal Barbecue. His team won the grand championship there. So Tom's going to be with us on the phone.
So we're going to be hungry for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers. Noah, special ops guy.
Yep.
four deployments,
yeah,
I think, over in the kitty litter pile like that. And then we got Casey Beard later this afternoon. Casey will be the last one. He was mustered out as a lieutenant colonel after 20-some-odd years in the Army, and he was in an armored battalion, but then he ended up being General Schwarzkopf's chief of intelligence in Desert Storm.
Nice.
And a lot of times, if you go back and look at those films, you can see a guy with like really dark sunglasses walking around kind of behind the general. That's Casey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
nice.
He'll be joining us later, too.
All right, well, let's run out to break here. 503-239-HELP. We need your call. We need your assistance. We got to get up a bunch more numbers in today. We're almost at $31,000. I'm sure with the next update, we will be. But I want to get another 30 in there. So we're halfway there.
Bob and I are going to go get a donut.
Thanks for listening to our Operation Helping Our Heroes telethon. This has been a lot of fun. Don't worry, there's a lot more still ahead. If you want to donate, head to theanswerportland.com and you can help out veterans, service members, and their families. That's theanswerportland.com. Now, when we come back, we have some fascinating interviews that you are not going to want to miss just as soon as Around the House returns.
And Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to Operation Helping Our Heroes. This is where you're going to help us help veterans today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm JT.
I'm Dane Vauder.
All right. We got the Around the House crew ganging up on the...
Yeah, you're outnumbered now, Mr. Tracy.
I was out looking for another ham. Roaming the hallways looking for
another ham.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I'm going to eat some beef jerky right here. Yeah. This looks pretty good for
me. That's from Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Love those guys.
This stuff's so good. I was trying it earlier when I was running the board. It's got a nice little kick to it.
It's like candy.
Yeah, it is.
Good stuff.
But you'll get the after candy effect shortly.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really good.
I want you to join us. We're raising money here for our veterans out there. Well, I just saw some breaking home improvement news. I'm going to give it to you right now before it even goes up on Around the House with Eric G.
I haven't even heard about this yet.
So Masco, which is one of the biggest home improvement brands out there, they have all... I mean, if you walk into a Home Depot or Lowe's, a lot of the brands inside are owned by Masco.
They have hams?
No.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Yeah. But here's the thing. They actually sold their cabinetry division, which is big, Craftmade.
Well, that's stuff you used to
do. Absolutely. So Craftmade and all their cabinetry brands just got sold to Medallion, which is interesting because they've got a factory down here in Salem.
Right.
And so they just sold off all of that cabinetry brand. So there. So Masco's been selling off brands pretty quickly. They just sold to the Midwest. It was Milgard Windows, which is a common brand out there that we see because they're a Tacoma-based company. And the Milgards actually worked on the design of one of their houses, one of the Milgard family homes when I worked up there. But they just, that announcement just hit the wire a couple minutes ago. And during break, I'll throw it up on Around the House there at Jeep. But big breaking home improvement news on a Friday afternoon.
Well, this today is not about us and our shows and that.
Not at all.
But your shows run on Saturday on KPAM 860 The Answer.
Yeah, noon to two.
Noon to two. My shows come on from 2 to 5.
Correct.
Like that. So if you...
That's who we are. Just
the weekend team.
We're the weekend team.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great people on the weekend team around here.
We can't get Nick in here. He's always on some...
He's traveling somewhere.
Airport in Shanghai or
something. Yeah, exactly. Nick, actually, he's flying back from Chicago today.
Okay.
So
there you go.
And
there
that's...
That's Nick Miles, our
auto expert.
Yeah. Our auto expert. You got expert it. Well, hey, we need your help out there. So if it's not about us, it's about helping these veterans. But you've got home improvement and barbecue experts in here.
Golf. Don't forget golf.
Well, you're also grilling on that too, though.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time on that, though, I'm actually grilling them like a prosecutor.
That's what it is. Yeah. I just thought you were trying to come up with a different way to cook some ham.
Well, you got to get a bigger smoker if you're going to do hams, like that. It's funny. People can't ever get the name right because it's not grilling on the green. Because you wouldn't want to grill on a green.
I can design a golf cart that could do that.
Oh, yeah. I know you could. It's like that guy we saw in overseas. He put the... took the wheels off, jacked up his four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so he took it. Yeah. I want to paint the picture here because he's out in the desert someplace, and he has this big, like a Isuzu full-size SUV that they don't sell in the States. He took the right wheels off of this.
Kind of jacked it up.
Up a little bit, bolted on where the wheels were, two long spits where he could skewers, where he could put like a whole pig on each wheel. And then just put it in four low, and it sat there and was rotating
rotisserie
over two fires.
Yeah, and he was yelling in Chinese. And
I couldn't tell what he was saying, but it was pretty impressive.
I think by the time they got done shooting that film, whatever it was that he was imbibing in, he'd had quite a bit because he was yelling more than he was. And then he was grabbing big hunks of meat and eating it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, that reminds me of when I was in Saudi Arabia and we went to a lot of banquets. I was there for 10 days and a lot of banquets and stuff, okay? And my buddy who lived there, worked there for 25 years, said, "We're going to a goat grab." And what? He goes, "We're going to a goat grab."
You know, the FCC is listening.
I know. I'm being real careful. I'm being real careful here. So we go. I get there. They put me up in the intercon. Beautiful hotel. You know, I've actually got a security detail. Why? I have no idea who the hell would want to kidnap me. But they go down there. I go down in this restaurant, and there's me and a guy from England and a guy from France there. We've all got separate tables, and this restaurant is gorgeous.
Sounds like a joke, but I'm going.
No, it said go with it. It goes with it. So I'm sitting there, and I've got my favorite thing. I've got like three newspapers, USA Yesterday, Wall Street Journal, and, what's the one out of London that's the international? Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So I got those. I go up, and it's kind of a buffet style. They're big on buffet styles there. Mm-hmm. So I go up there, and I've got these kind of odd dishes. I thought this was kind of like marinated cauliflower. It wasn't. It was sheep brains. I thought these were marinated mushrooms. It wasn't. They were some other part of the body. And then I get down to this huge chafing dish, which is as big as this council here.
Wow.
And the guy takes the lid off, and there's a full sheep in there.
It's wow.
Cooked on, and they use a lot of saffron. Okay. Yeah. So it just smells actually awful because it's so sweet, you know, like that. But the native population uses their hands to pull off
what they want. That's how they do it over there.
That's why they called it a goat grab.
Yeah. So interesting.
I insisted on a knife and a fork, you know, like that. But it was real.
Stick a fork in it.
Stick a fork in it. And they were, and they weren't doing any hams. They don't do that.
No, they don't do that over there. Exactly. Hey, I want you to donate here so we can get Jeff out.
Telling some different stories.
So we can get him out vaping some more hams out there. Or just head over to theanswerportland.com and you can donate over there without having to make a phone call if you're one of them shy types.
Yeah, don't be shy.
And this money actually goes to help the Clark County Veterans Assistance Center, which not only helps veterans in Clark County, but also here in Oregon. So it's not just Southwest Washington.
That's awesome. So it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're listening to us on the radio right now, if you can get the signal,
we can help you.
Even if you're not listening to us. Absolutely.
If you're not listening, give money.
Yeah, either way. And if you're online,
head to theanswerportland.com. That's theanswerportland.com. We've got a lot more show ahead. Thanks for listening to Operation Help on Our Heroes. This was from last week's telethon, and I just wanted to share with everybody else because I know most of you were not listening for 8 hours, so we decided to put down in a greatest hits for all of you. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot more ahead just as soon as Around the House returns.
This is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist!
Get out to our telethon. Welcome back to Operation Open Heart Heroes. We're going to be out to Russell Court here in just a second. But Bob Miller, you got a big announcement here, brother.
We've had a very good day. It's been a very good day.
Yeah, we're at $35,150.
Proud of you guys. This morning on the show, the Westons came in. Folks over from Weston, it's a late day in the day.
Yep.
Over from Weston Buick Kia GMC, and they donated $5,000.
Awesome.
We have heard from them again, and they are donating another
$5,000. Wow! Excellent. So we're at what, $40,150 right now?
$40,150 today, ladies and gentlemen. And we started with $7,000 this morning. So it's been a very good day, and that is because you folks have been picking up the telephones and calling us. There's
There's another big one from Diane and Tigard. Thank you, both Army veterans, husband and wife. Thank you so much.
$41,150.
All right.
That's fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Man, we've been cranking it here. And I want to jump out to my brother, Russell Accord. Are you with us there, man?
I sure am. How you doing tonight?
Good, man. Good to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Well, it's been forever since I've talked to you.
I know it. I think last time I was talking, I was sitting at your bar at your house.
You're exactly right. I remember that.
Yep. It's all good. Well, hey, man, you know, you're a veteran and you've got a big show coming up. So let's set the stage for that and then talk about, you know, your time around. You've got Expedition Bigfoot coming out.
Yeah, Travel Channel put together a really great concept idea. We ended up I got picked for it. They went through a process of figuring out who they were going to pick. And I was lucky enough to get selected for that. So getting on the show was just insanely awesome for me. I still can't believe it.
I'm so proud of you, man, because, you know, I've been watching you grow this over the last few years, and just watching every year, you're just kicking it every single year. It's like, oh, now you're doubling that. And here you go. You're hitting the national TV stage, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I never thought I'd actually land something this nice, but it actually gives me a chance to showcase what everybody's been talking about for so many years.
No kidding. Well, let's talk about you being a veteran, man, because you've served our country and done a great job out there. You want to give us a little history of yourself?
It was an easy decision to make. Get in the military, serve your country, defend what we appreciate here on the U.S. soil. And, you know, I came from a very religious family, and I got a lot of heat from my mom about it. You know, mm-hmm. she said, I don't think you should be a veteran. What are you going to do if you have to take up arms? You know, how are you going to feel about that? How are you going to live with that? And I said, you know, Mom, I said, the fight is going to get fought regardless of who you are, or where you are. It's the fight will happen. I prefer it to be on foreign soil and not here in our backyard, because I will indeed have to stand up and step in here. Can you only imagine if it was on our soil? And we've seen enough of it. You know, we've seen a glimpse of it here on our soil as well. But it was an easy decision to make. Enlisted, got in. I came in as a combat infantry soldier. And it was just, it's been a wild ride ever since.
No kidding, man. And thank you for your service. And, you know, you did how many years did you do in the service?
I got in 89 and got out in the end of 2005, but I did have a break in service just for medical reasons.
Sure.
And just struggled to get back in, but I had the highest of highs and lowest of lows in my military career, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, you've done really well coming out of that. And, you know, it's just super awesome to be watching things go. I mean, I think it was, what, 3 or so years ago you were doing a podcast with me when you guys were getting the International Bigfoot Festival going along. And it's been really fun to watch that just grow and grow and grow. So what's the backstory on the whole Bigfoot show now? I mean, this is kind of cool. I'm can't wait. What's that, on Sunday the 8th, I think?
Yep, first showing will be Sunday the 8th is our premiere. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time, and I still have a tough time wrapping my head around that. 7 o'clock this time, 8 o'clock this time, I'm not sure. But it's right after Dark Files or Dead Files.
Dead Files, like that. Yeah. So that'd be 7 Dead o'clock, Files. Yeah, 7 o'clock our time. So, man, you're prime time, brother.
Can you believe it? I'm excited about it because I've seen enough of the what we've got going on to want to see it be successful. The network said, let's see what we can do with this. And it's a very, very unique. I know that there's been other shows out there as far as Bigfoot goes, but what makes ours unique is the fact that we stay in the same area. We don't travel from town to town and go all over the place. And we found one piece of property and did our entire season based on just that one piece of property. So you get a really good look at in-depth research, how we implement the tools that we use, a lot of time in the trees, a lot of struggling up a hillside and back down the other side. And the findings were just, it's amazing what you find when you stick around and you get away from your truck and you get miles away from the campfire and the coolers of beer. I know a lot of people that do Bigfoot research, but have never stepped out of the perimeters of their camp or their truck is and the campfire and the coolers. I get away from all of that.
Nice.
And on my own personal note, I mean, that's how I do my research. I get away from everything.
Yeah.
And we see a little bit of that in the show too. It's about getting out there and grinding it out and really paying attention to the surroundings. I think you're going to like it. I really think I am,
and it sounds interesting. I mean, you've got, I'm sure with your military background, that makes just common sense to you to do that versus sitting there, hanging out the truck with a set of binoculars where you're comfortable, but, get out in the weeds a little bit and see what's going on.
Absolutely. They wouldn't let me paint my face green and crawl through the grass.
That's
too
bad.
Maybe if we get season 2, I'll get some of that in there. But
I'll see if your wife can send me some pictures of that, because that way we can put it up on social media after the network approves all those things. You know how that goes. You kept it pretty quiet.
That we can... Yeah, I did. I had to.
I know.
In fact, even the people that I worked with, when I took off, I worked at Hanford out at the nuke site out there.
Yep.
And I had saved up. I knew it was coming, so I saved up and had enough vacation time. I said, hey, I'm going to take a month off and just go break away and go get in the trees. And they all know I'm kind of a wood tick anyway. I like being out in the woods. So nobody even gave it a second glance. And then it just broke free. They did a big announcement in the local paper and the local news here locally.
Yeah.
And I go to work and there's clippings all over my desk and there's all this Bigfoot stuff.
You made me laugh out loud watching that on your social media. Your coworkers are ruthless.
Oh, you have no idea. You only see the tip of the iceberg. These guys are, they're relentless. I love it though. I mean, it's all good, clean fun.
Oh yeah.
And they're cheering me on. It's kind of nice to have, just kind of that fun, banter back and forth.
Yeah.
So it's been a great experience.
It's like family, that, that little poke and a jab and a wink and everybody's having a good time.
Right. Right. And I'm sure it's just begun because they haven't seen the first episode yet. I think once they've seen it, it's going to get ugly.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get a little ribbon along the way, but they're known for that out there, so that's okay though.
Oh yeah,
it's all good. Well, cool, man. So you've got one season in the can now.
One season has already been filmed, done, set up. All 8 episodes are backed up, ready to go. And I don't want the whole thing. I love the fact that you asked me to be on your show. I love the fact that we get to talk about it a little bit, but I do want to talk about the other players in the show. The guys that were in the we'd filmed with in the episode. You talk about, you'll see it in the show. We have
Oh man, Russell, we are out of time, and I hate to do that to you, but we got to go out to break right here. Hey, for helping out everybody with Helping Our Heroes, Operation Helping Our Heroes, head over to theanswerportland.com. That's theanswerportland.com. And then make sure you catch Russell Accord coming up on the Travel Channel. Thanks for calling in, brother. When we come back, more of Around the House and Operation Helping Our Heroes. Welcome back to Operation Helping Our Heroes.
I want
to
welcome our next guest on the show. Hello, Casey.
Hi, Jeff. Pleasure to speak to you.
It's nice to speak with you. For folks, this is Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Casey Beard. Casey made a career in the Army for the most part and ended up being an intelligence officer in Desert Storm. I'll let you tell the details of that when we get on. But I've known Casey for quite a while now. He's a good friend. And he's also an Oregonian. So nice. I wanted to kind of throw that out there. So how are things being retired from the military?
Well, it's been long enough now that some days I forget I was there. But, I still treasure the time that I spent in the military and the friends I made and the opportunities to serve the country and, go interesting places, do interesting things. A lot different when you grew up on a little ranch in the Yakima Valley to see the world like I had the opportunity to do.
What prompted you to jump in there at the first time, Casey?
Well, you know some of my family background, so I'm not kidding when I say I joined the Army and became a paratrooper because it was a safer occupation. The food was better, the hours were better, and no sergeant could yell at you like my father could. So,
well, that's true.
I did it to get away from, find an easier way of life.
Well, I know, and your dad, yes. So, it was a step to the more serene life going into the Army than it was at the stock company. Put it that way.
Yeah. Well, as a paratrooper, you didn't hit the ground a lot easier than if you got bucked off a bucking horse. So,
yeah. That is true.
Safer choice.
Casey, we've got Colonel Dan Kern in us, and Colonel Dan is one of the people that really keeps this operation at the Clark County Veterans Assistance Center, among many other things that he does. So I wanted you two to say hello, and maybe we've got about 3.5 minutes before we go to break, but if I could get you two to start swapping war stories, so to speak, that might be interesting.
Well, first and foremost, hey, Case, thanks for your service. Big time. Mm-hmm. Really, really appreciate that. Sounds like there's some lineage here and family. Sounds like you are known by these people. So I just right out front, thanks a lot.
Well, the same to you.
Oh, hua. And you're an MI guy, so I had the pleasure.
Sorry, Dad. Yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
Wait, cool. I stood up a 341st MI and had him in the box in 06 and OEF and sent him to OIF. So got some experience there. You guys are brainiacs, we call you.
Well, I was sort of lowered the curve, I think, probably. But I started out as a armor and cavalry officer and then switched over to military intelligence.
Holy cow, man. What are you doing carrying all those MOSs? What's that deal?
Well, they just kept passing me around, I think.
Yeah, they do that, don't they? Cav guys. Cav guys are serious, man. Check those cross rifles. And armor, you get tired of that, you just ride around a big old tank and come over a hill. So.
I really enjoyed my time doing that, and it gave me a lot more appreciation for the importance of good intelligence to the combat arms.
Well, and
if you've done it, you know what they're looking for.
Oh, and I love you touch on that. A lot of my EMA guys got stuck doing, because of their languages, got stuck doing interviews and interrogation of the the prisoners, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yeah. And then we finally got them up in Blackhawks and had them break in code and cell phone and really helping that CAV and that ground commander on the ground before they got ambushed or IED'd. So yeah, who was to you, Case, for picking up the right MOS?
Well, that was fascinating work. And I, you know, the thing I liked about it was even during peacetime, you were actually doing the same thing you would do during hostilities. Most of my time, of course, was spent with dealing with Russians and, you know, their plans in Europe. And so then I went to Central Command and was there before things kicked off for Desert Storm. So
you were on CENTCOM. Who was at CENTCOM then? Who's the CENTCOM commander?
Bob Kingston was there when I first got there, and then it was General Chris, the Marine Corps general, when I was leaving, General Schwarzkopf came. So I did three change of command ceremonies while I was there.
That's all we've got for this week for Operation Helping Our Heroes, the best of last week's show. Tune in next week to Around the House with Eric G at your normal time with all that regular content about home improvement, working inside, working outside. I'm Eric G for Dane Vodder, and you're listening to Around the House.
Around the House by Eric G. is produced by Design by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by Envision Networks. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019. Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all the shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of Around the House with Eric G. We really appreciate it. Like and follow us on Facebook. That's Around the House with Eric G. And make sure you listen to the podcast and subscribe, follow, comment, and share to all your friends. We'd really appreciate it. For more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Make sure and follow our podcast Shorts, which is our midweek special on Wednesdays, and Around the Toolbox for the trades on Thursdays. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.